Welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. In this podcast series, we'll introduce you to the Sports Events and Tourism Association, its partners across the country, and the great work they do together. Join us. Hello again, and welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero, and today we're joined by another special guest, Joel Kester, the Director of Sports Sales with the Tulsa Sports Commission. Joel, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Catherine. Appreciate being here.
Let's introduce you to folks who are watching and listening. So tell us who you are, what you do, and kind of your background and how you got there.
Sure. Again, as you said, my name is Joel Kester. I'm the Director of Sports Sales for the Tulsa Sports Commission. I've been in Tulsa now for about 3.5 years. I've been in the industry going on 12 years now. Started with the Chicago Southland Convention and Visitors Bureau running their sports department for about 8 years. And then again, made my way down here to Tulsa and been here through the pandemic and ever since. So again, we're a nonprofit 501c3 company. We are kind of a unique animal compared to most, I guess, tourism entities. So we're part of the Tulsa Regional Chamber of Commerce, and we're a subset of the chamber. Under the chamber, we have, you know, membership. We have our government affairs, economic development. We also have our Tulsa Young Professionals, Ty Pros, which is one of the largest in the country. And then we have Tulsa Regional Tourism. And then under that Tulsa Regional Tourism umbrella, we've got our CVB, the Sports Commission, and then we have our Film and Music Office for the City of Tulsa. So again, kind of a unique animal. We're all working together towards the common goal of bettering Tulsa, and it's been a great process since being here.
You're right. That setup is different from most, and especially having that government affairs piece to it, probably, I would imagine, helps you guys in, especially being all under the umbrella, bringing big events to the city.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we don't really have a lot of red tape down here, which is very unusual. Coming from the Chicago market, obviously, politics are a little bit different. You know, down here, everyone's kind of rowing in the same direction. You know, one of the key terms, and I know it's a industry buzz term, but I'll use it anyways. You know, community shared value is so important to us. And again, it really has contributed to our success. I think a lot of destinations use that, but, you know, they're trying to get to that level. And again, here in Tulsa, I feel like everyone is really supportive of what we're doing, not only on a local, but a statewide initiative.
So let's talk about the award that you won, because it's not just lip service. You're saying that it's all working well. This Sports ETA recognized the Tulsa Sports Commission as the Sports Commission of the Year in that large market category. Tell me why you think your commission won.
Yeah, I think besides just sheer volume, because again, when you see the numbers, you're like, whoa, I didn't realize Tulsa A was that big and B.
I agree. That's the first thing I thought of. I didn't think it was that big.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, I really, there's a bunch of different things. And it starts with the community shared value, which I just mentioned. But I think it was the combination of the diversity of events. You know, I look at a lot of our partners. If you look at the award we submitted, and again, I don't know if this, you know, made it out to the public, but we hosted events in 24 different venues of ours. Wow. So not just, you know, our convention center, arena, blah, 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 but 24 different venues throughout our city. And again, I think that really contributes to the diversity of the different sports. And that, you know, kind of leading into that, you know, we're not just a core sport, you know, town. We hosted a interesting resume of events over the last year and a half. You know, things like the PGA Championship are great, but when you're bringing events like the World Breaking Classic, which was the first time an international breakdancing competition had been in the United States since 2014, and things like that, you know, really, you know, bring it home. And then, you know, the biggest part of this too, and I know we'll get to, you know, talking about what other communities can do. And one thing that we do a little bit different, yes, we're judged just like everyone else by room nights and economic development and economic impact and things like that. but it's really not our focal point. Our focal point is to make Tulsa a better place. And, you know, I really pride the Sports Commission on giving back to the community. And you look at some of the events that did that, and, you know, the Tulsa Run, which is an annual event that we've owned and operated for years. We just passed our $1 million donated. This last year, we donated $20,000 to charity. The PGA Championship, you know, again, that has a larger impact on our community beyond economic impact, which, again, that event is incredible. But, you know, that generated about $250,000 back into our local golf scene to really, again, enhance and get people playing the game of golf. And then, you know, things like Ironman, again, another $20,000 donation to local charities that are, you know, really driving the our initiatives. And again, it's really important to us that we give back to the community. You know, one of the other things I really enjoyed, and again, because I'm a big fan, it just worked out this way, but Donald Driver, Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers, came to us and wanted to start an initiative called Driven Flag Football, which gave our disadvantaged kids in North Tulsa an opportunity to play the game. And so we partnered with him and his organization. And again, we helped about 150 kids over the last year and a half, again, be able to play a sport that they typically wouldn't have been able to. So again, things like that, they all kind of come together. And, you know, it's always great when we're doing things more than just room nights.
That's a great point. And yeah, I mean, even though the economic impact wasn't the focal point, still the Sports Commission brought in $218 million. That's incredible. But you make a great point about how this, especially the way you guys are set up, having people come in for these events isn't just about, oh, we have these events here. It's about introducing them to Tulsa as well. And those smaller sports that maybe aren't those big four are the ones that maybe these guys are going to keep coming back or come back on the way to somewhere like that. Is that kind of the goal in bringing folks in?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want just a one and done. I mean, those are nice. Like, again, the PGA Championship, we understand that we're not going to be able to host that all but once every 8 to 15 years, right? And we were very fortunate to have a string of golf events, major golf events, from the senior PGA to the PGA, and to now this year we hosted LIV Golf. So all of these, you know, things kind of lined up. But even the, you know, the year that we won for, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, USA BMX and their national headquarters opening here in Tulsa.
Oh, great.
You know, obviously they've been great partners of ours for years, almost 30 years. And again, you know, the dream of, you know, USA BMX and our previous leadership, Ray Hoyt, to bring them here to Tulsa, that coming to fruition over the last year and a half has been an amazing journey.
You know, a lot of times you hear the term flyover states, and a lot of us live in flyover states, but there's a benefit to bringing folks and bringing events and rights holders to those areas, because like you said, you can be a little bit more creative in what you can offer those organizations.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And again, we hear that a lot. You know, a lot of people just aren't familiar with Oklahoma. You know, they've either been to Oklahoma City if they've been to Oklahoma and haven't been to Tulsa. So there's not really a perception of what we are until they get here. And I think people are pleasantly surprised when they come to our city. It's quite large. It's green with rolling hills. It's not flat. We don't have buffalo roaming. So I think a lot of the times, you know, people are pleasantly surprised. And we got world-class venues and partners. So again, it's interesting. But to your point, you had mentioned, you know, what these events really, you know, can do for a community. And, right. And BMX is a great example, and we've got a couple others. But, you know, our lieutenant governor says it all the time. Tourism is the front door to economic development. And he's absolutely right. And we saw it during the pandemic. You know, fortunately, we were still able to operate as a state through most of the pandemic, safely, obviously. But what we saw a lot of people visiting us during that time and really falling in love with Tulsa and Oklahoma and the way of life, and then relocating from the East Coast or the West Coast. And we saw a lot of folks from California, you know, coming over to Oklahoma during that time. And so, again, you know, it's not just, bring your event here. We really want to show our hospitality. We want to show what Tulsa's all about.
So for organizations or for sports commissions looking at, okay, I see what Tulsa did. What is the advice that you can give them in creating a portfolio that could win this award for them at some point?
Sure. I think, the community shared value piece is huge. I mean, if you're not already engaged in your community, and not just with your city, but with your parks and recreation, with your venues, and with your, you know, nonprofit partners, again, it's really important, again, for us to give back to the community and more than just economic impact and development and things of that nature. So, again, I highly stress that, you know, if you can, you know, find an event that you're bringing in, or maybe it's an event you already own and host, getting your community partners involved and giving back to that community that you're representing.
What's next? What can we see on the calendar in the next couple of months or years for Tulsa Sports?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, after this, we've actually started this year off with a bang. We're coming off, it was the biggest tourism year, not only just for sports in Tulsa history, but tourism in general. So we're really excited. Our film and music scene is just bustling right now. We have so many different film projects. Everyone's getting really excited for October when Killers of the Flower Moon comes out, which is the next Martin Scorsese film. That a lot of it was filmed here in Tulsa and in Pawhuska, which is just north of Tulsa. And that's going to be a great story to tell about Tulsa's history and Oklahoma's history with the Osage Nation. But from a sports perspective, we're really excited. We got a lot of events, including ITA, which is the Intercollegiate Tennis Association Men's Championship, coming up this fall. The big marquee event for us this next year is going to be the Bassmaster Classic, which takes place the third week in March. And again, we've got a bunch of other events on the horizon that we're getting set to announce here as well.
That's incredible. It's been so interesting doing this series and learning so much about what's going on in different parts of the country. And it looks like Tulsa's got a ton going on. So thank you so much, Joel, for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
Joel Kester, the Director of Sports Sales with the Tulsa Sports Commission. We appreciate it. And thank you for watching and listening as well. And be sure to join us next time on the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero.